وَمَا أَنفَقْتُم مِّن نَّفَقَةٍ أَوْ نَذَرْتُم مِّن نَّذْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُهُ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ.
Whatever you spend, no matter how little, for the pleasure of Allah, or any action that you promise to do for Allah without having been required to do it, Allah knows of it and it will not be lost. He will give you a great reward for it. Those who do wrong by not fulfilling their obligations and overstepping Allah's limits have no one to protect them against the punishment on the day of resurrection.
إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير.
If you openly declare what you spend in charity, it is a good act. But if you keep it secret and give it to the poor in private, this is better, as it indicates sincerity. Charity that is given sincerely becomes the means of sins being covered up and forgiven. Allah knows what you do, and nothing from your circumstances is hidden from Him.
ليس عليك هداهم ولكن الله يهدي من يشاء وما تنفقوا من خير فلأنفسكم وما تنفقون إلا ابتغاء وجه الله وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
O Prophet, you are not responsible for making them believe in the truth and submitting to it. Your duty is to guide them to the truth and explain it to them. It is only Allah who can bring them to the truth, and He guides whomever He wishes. The benefit of any good you spend comes back to you. Allah is in no need of it. So, let your spending be only for Allah's sake. True believers, spend only for Allah's pleasure. You will receive the full reward for any good you spend, no matter how little, because Allah does not wrong anyone. After mentioning spending in His path and calling the believers towards it, in the next verse, Allah explains the avenues for such spending.
للفقراء الذين أحصروا في سبيل الله لا يستطيعون ضربا في الأرض يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف يحسبهم الجاهل أغنياء من التعفف تعرفهم بسيماهم لا يسألون الناس إلحافا وما تنفقوا من خير فإن الله به عليم.
You should spend on those poor people who, because they are busy striving in Allah's path, are unable to travel to earn a living due to their not asking. A person that is unaware will think that they are not in need. However, the person who knows will recognize them by the signs they are apparent on their body and clothing. They are unlike other poor persons who beg persistently. Allah knows of any good or wealth you spend, and He will give you a great reward for it.
الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم فَلَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Those who spend their will for Allah's sake at night and during the day, secretly and openly, without showing off or looking for fame, will have the reward from their Lord on the day of resurrection, as a favor and blessing from Allah. They will have no fear of what the future holds, nor any sadness over what they missed out on in the world. Beneficial points. Whatever the believers spend is not hidden from Allah. He knows of it and will reward those who are sincere with the best reward. If a believer is sincere in his spending and charity, there is no harm if he reveals it or hides it. Even through hiding it, carries greater reward. The believers are called to pay attention to those who are in need, but are too dignified to reveal this to people. The verse shows that one should always spend in Allah's path, and that Allah promises that this carries great reward in the world and the afterlife.
الذين يأكلون الربا لا يقومون إلا كما يقوم الذي يتخبطه الشيطان من المس ذلك بأنهم قالوا إنما البيع مثل الربا وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ.
After Allah has encouraged spending in His path as a form of cooperation between Muslims, He warns them from becoming involved in the opposite, which is usury. And He says, those who take interest will rise from their graves on the day of resurrection, like a person who is afflicted by Satan. They will stand up from their graves and then fall like a person who is epileptic. This is because they made usury permissible, and made no distinction between usury and that which Allah has permitted in terms of profit earned through sales transactions. They claimed, sale is like usury, meaning that both are lawful since both lead to an increase in wealth. Allah refutes their comparison and explains that He has permitted sale because of the general and specific benefit it contains, and He has prohibited usury because it is oppressive and abusive of people's wealth. The person who stops taking usury and repents from his sin after receiving Allah's instruction prohibiting it and warning him against it may keep the usury that he received in the past without any sin then. Whatever he does from then on, Allah will judge it. Whoever returns to taking usury after knowing of the prohibition deserves to enter the fire of hell and to remain there eternally. The reference to remaining in the fire of hell eternally in relation to those that believe in Allah's oneness is an indication of a long period of time, for only disbelievers will actually remain eternally in the fire of hell. Since Allah mentioned spending in His path and taking usury, He explains the different end results of each by saying,
يمحق الله الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم.
Allah wipes out usury either by actually destroying it or by removing His blessing. Yet He increases charity and makes it grow by multiplying its reward by 10 times, up to 700 times or even more, and blesses those that give charity from their wealth. Allah does not love a stubborn disbeliever who considers the prohibited as lawful and persists in sins.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Those who have faith in Allah, follow His Messenger, do good actions, fulfill their prayers in a complete manner, and give zakat to those deserving it, they shall receive their reward from their Lord, and shall not have any fear from their future, nor any grief over anything they missed in the worldly life.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa dharu ma baqiya minar riba in kuntum mu'minin.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, fear Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions, and do not demand any usury owed to you that remains with people, if you truly have faith in Allah and in His prohibitions.
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأْذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَإِن تُبْتُمْ فَلَكُمْ رُؤُوسُ أَمْوَالِكُمْ لَا تَظْلِمُونَ وَلَا تُظْلَمُونَ.
If you do not obey the sacred law, then be aware and certain of war with Allah and His Messenger. If you repent to Allah and leave usury, then you can keep the initial amount that you had given as a loan from your capital in a manner that does not wrong anyone by taking more than your initial capital and does not wrong you by making you receive less than it.
وَإِن كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٍ وَأَن تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
If the person from whom you demand your debt is in hard times and is unable to repay the debt, they refrain from asking until he is able to obtain money and then pay the debt. And to give charity to him by not demanding the debt or giving up a part of it is better for you, if you knew its worth in the sight of Allah.
وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
Fear the punishment of a day in which you all will be returned to Allah and you will have to stand before Him. Then every person will be given the reward of any good or evil action he did. They will not be wronged by receiving a reward less than their good actions, or a punishment more than their evil actions. Beneficial points. One of the most serious major sins is usury. For this reason, Allah has warned of war from Him and His Messenger for the person who takes usury. Obeying the sacred law of commercial transactions brings blessings and growth. It is virtuous to be patient with a person in financial difficulty and to make things easy for him by giving up the debt in part or in full.